Tigerag Kidori at the Théâtre Champs-Élysées in Paris in 1956. I'll be back at the usual time next week, but now, here on BBC Radio 3, it's Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. Coming up on today's show, a solo piano concert set from Gwilym Simcock, recorded at this year's Scarborough Jazz Festival. Gwilym Simcock, and more from that concert set later on the programme. Also on the show, Kevin Legendre unearths another classic album of recent times as part of our regular series, Now's the Time. This month, he's picked vocalist Carmen Lundy's album, Old Devil Moon, a recording which stands out as a statement of transition and growth for Carmen, as both writer and performer of great songs combining repertoire of original and classic tunes. The album also features a stellar lineup including saxophonist Frank Foster and the trumpeter Randy Brecker. Here's a taster. Carmen Lundy, our featured artist in this month's Now's the Time, coming up later on the programme. Also on the show, I'll be looking at a brand new initiative, 10 Pieces, which has just been launched across schools in the UK. But let's get straight to the music, and something brand new from the classic-sounding voice of Frida Payne. Frida's from Detroit and grew up with music all around. In 1970, she had a big hit with the song Band of Gold. Before then, she'd worked with Quincy Jones' big band in musicals. She'd also worked as an actress and even a talk show host. These have all continued to be strands she's pursued during her long, successful and varied career. Well, Quincy's still a big fan and gives her his endorsement for her latest recording, which features her voice in the belly of a swinging big band. This is I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water.
Baby, we ought to have ourselves a little talk. I think I'll pack up my things and walk. I know a dollar goes from hand to hand, but before I let you go from one man to one man, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Girl, I love you, baby, but you won't be fair. You don't know how to be on the square. Your kisses are so sweet as can be. But before I let you make a fool out of me, I'd rather drink muddy water, lay down and sleep in a hollow log. Thank you. by the golden rule. I work all day and I slave like a fool. Your kisses are sweet as can be, but before I let a man make a fool out of me, I'd rather drink honey water, sleep in a hollow log. Well, I'd rather drink muddy water. Yes, I'd rather drink muddy water. I'd rather drink muddy water. I'd rather drink muddy water. Sleep in a hollow log. Hey, I'd rather drink muddy water. Yes, I'd rather drink muddy water. I'd rather lay down and sleep in a hollow log. Yeah, I'd rather drink muddy water. Lay down and sleep in a hollow log. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drink muddy water.
I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water from vocalist Freda Payne. Her brand new album is called Come Back to Me and features excellent big band arrangements from musical director Bill Cunliffe. The album is out now on the Mac Avenue label. Well, next up, a British trio called Eyes Shut Tight. They have a gentle, simple and controlled sound and can certainly escape into more experimental dalliances, drawing musically on an appreciation for 1970s fusion. They'll be playing tomorrow at the Marsden Jazz Festival, which is currently in full swing, and will also be performing around the UK throughout October. This is Hit and Hope. Thank you.
I feel you, a deep echo in me, a strong appeal for that mystery. I know you know, 'cause I feel I won't say why we met. It sounds too loud. I know you know. Fear is knocking on our door, and love is calling us for sure. The wind is blowing much too hard for love. There's no reward. I feel you, a deep echo in me, a strong appeal for that mystery. I know.
I Feel You, from the sparse, clear and soulful sound of Belgian vocalist Melanie de Biasio. That track featured her also playing the flute, and is typical of her intensity and thoughtful use of instrumental colours. There's no bass on the album, but you don't miss it. The album is called No Deal, and presents an artist whose hypnotic approach to music is refreshing and stands out from the myriad of vocal recordings. The album is out on the Pierce label. And before that, we heard from the piano trio I Shut Tight, whose new album Resonance is out on the 21st of October on Hungry Bear Records. And if we perked your interest, then you can catch them at the Marsden Jazz Festival tomorrow, followed by an extensive UK tour this month. And for more details, check out the links on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra is a flagship British jazz orchestra that operates under the directorship of saxophonist Tommy Smith. And for their latest recording, they've teamed up with another legendary Scots tenor man in Bobby Wellens for the album Culloden Moor Suite. This is Aftermath. Thank you. The tenor sax of Scots jazz giant Bobby Wellens, featured with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, and Aftermath from their album Culloden Moor Suite, out on the Spartacus label. And you can catch the SNJO in concert as they perform their Spirit of Duke and Gershwin programs this month at the Air Jazz Festival, featuring pianist Brian Kellock. That's on the 24th of October at the Gaiety Theatre. And on the other side of Britain, in East Cornwall, running from the 23rd to the 26th of October, is the Colstock Jazz and Blues Festival, where, amongst others, you can see vocalists Ian Shaw and Claire Martin perform on the 24th, guitarist Antonio Forcioni and percussionist Adriano Adewale on the 25th, and Polar Bear on the 26th, all at the Colstock Jazz Festival. And for more information on those festivals, check out the links on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. It's time now for our regular monthly feature with Kevin Legendre, who has unearthed a classic of recent times for this month's Now's the Time. Hi, Kevin.
Hiya, Julian.
It's great to have you on the show. And you've picked vocalist Carmen Lundy's 1997 album, Old Devil Moon. What drew you to this one?
I think it's a great example of an album which is jazzy and soulful, where you get these two genres coming together, these two related genres, in a perfect synthesis, really. I think that the way that she writes, because she is the main composer on the album, mm-hmm. and the way that she also arranges as well, really, really does justice to lots of different aspects of black music, just bringing all these things together very, very coherently.
And this is part of her artistry as well, isn't it? Her personal musical presentation as a vocalist.
Absolutely. She's always been very eclectic. I remember meeting her when this album came out, and she said that one of the problems that she'd had in her career was that critics weren't sure whether she was supposed to be the reincarnation of Ella Fitzgerald or Sarah Vaughan, or Roberta Flack. The answer being she's all of those things. And I think Roberta Flack is probably one of the great touchstones that she has artistically. You kind of hear that spirit, that delicacy, and that just very sophisticated approach to a song.
Well, the first track you chose is You're Not in Love, and I think this exemplifies what you're talking about.
Absolutely. If we think about Roberta and we think about just that kind of finesse that she has in the way that she handles a melodic line, also a lot of the backings that she used, a lot of the arrangements were very understated, very subtle. I love the wistful chords on this particular track and the way that she has brought in this really nice bed of synthesizer, which is like a string sound underneath it. The changes are very subtle, and if you listen to her voice, she's using a lot of restraint. She's kind of primarily in the low register, but she's not pushing in any way. It's almost like she's talking or whispering to you, just saying, this is something very important that I have to say about our relationship, which basically, it's over, it's gone. We don't feel the same way about each other. So it's a very strong statement, but it's delivered with a lot of understatement.
This is You're Not in Love from Carmen Lundy.
I wanna feel you in my arms
to feel the rapture of your charms. I miss the light inside your eyes. I miss the moment of surprise. You're not the lover I once knew. You never hear when I need you. If I'm not all you thought I'd be, then let me know and set me free. You tell me you love me time and again, but lately it seems it's come to an end. I'm giving you all I have and more. Can't it be like it was before? You're not in love.
Carmen Lundy and You're Not In Love from her album Old Devil Moon. I love the way that the music goes into these release sections with beautiful chords.
The changes.
And also just that you talked about her singing in the low register. It's such an attractive way of singing. And, you know, I've had the privilege of working with Carmen myself. And she's such an excellent musician. I remember sending her some music, and then we were on the phone together, and she was playing it through on the piano. She plays great piano, by the way, and singing it to me. And, you know, I almost couldn't believe it. I was sort of had goose pimples all over me just thinking, and hearing that sound.
That doesn't surprise me at all. If you go back to what I said in the opening of our discussion, that she did all of the arrangements on this record, which, if you think about it, is a very unusual thing in the whole jazz vocalist tradition. They usually work with an arranger. The singers don't usually arrange themselves. And I think if you listen to this record in relation to the other albums that she's made as well, you hear her signature, as you rightly point out, as a musician, an arranger, somebody who hears sounds, somebody who has to say to themselves, okay, these chords sit really nicely, this change pushes the narrative along in another way. Do I need a string synthesizer? Do I need a flugelhorn? What kind of color am I hearing? What's going to be really effective in terms of the whole emotional palette of this music? And those choices, I think, are spot on in this record. It's very eclectic, as we're going to hear on this next track. It moves through lots of different styles, but I think every time you hear Carmen Lundy as a musician and singer here.
Well, the thing is also that she's an artist, and she's not dictated by, actually, her artistic decisions are she makes. And because she's such a fine musician, you know, she studied opera, she studied all the music, so she has all of these different aspects to her approach in music.
She's also been an actress, a stage actress, a television actress, and she's a painter as well.
Yes, she is, yeah.
Her talents are really wide-ranging, so if we're saying that she is a creative person, which obviously she is, then that's without any kind of restraint at all. It's very, very, it's very wide ranging.
So the title track, Old Devil Moon.
Yeah.
What about this?
Well, we couldn't hope for a wider contrast, a bigger contrast to the last track. So the first track was Carmen in understated mood, very wistful, very emotive. And this is Carmen in exuberant party mood, you know, taking a great jazz standard and turning it into this wonderful piece of Latin jazz, this really bustling Montuno, with this great percussion from her longtime collaborator, a musician who she's been working with for years, Myra Casales, who's actually a brilliant percussionist, and also this fantastic bass player from Panama, Santi Di Briano. And let's not forget our own Winston Clifford on the drums. So you've got this brilliant transatlantic Caribbean African-American lineup, which just has this really, really energetic sound.
And I'd just like to direct listeners to her voice and the brilliant way she uses her falsetto, where she goes into the upper range of her voice. She has a really unique sound in that range. And she really brings it out.
It's the punch. It's the absolute punch, but you never get the impression that she's going to go over the top. So it's like this focused energy that she has.
Well, this is Old Devil Moon.
Oh,
Carmen Lundy and her bringing some Cuban spirit to the tune Old Devil Moon, the title track of this album that we're focusing on with Kevin Legendre. It came out in 1997 and we're featuring it here on Now's the Time, and it's a really good choice, Kevin.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Well, the last piece that we've got is called At the End of My Rope and conjures this sense of old rhythm and blues.
Blues.
It really takes you to those places.
Yeah, it's Carmen in low down, I'd rather drink muddy water mode, which, as you know, is a fundamental part of the blues heritage, which flows into jazz as well. I love the fact that this track, which has that kind of what Langston Hughes would call the weary blues, it's all there in the title, At the End of My Rope, where somebody has just said, right, I can't go anymore. So it has to have this sort of dragging quality.
I think what's really impressive about Carmen for me that completely illustrates what you're saying is that here we see her relationship with the blues.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely authentic. Her relationship with jazz, authentic. Her relationship with soul, authentic. Why is it authentic? You feel something. You feel that joy that she's putting across. You feel all of those things. But it's her. She has achieved a style and a way of singing that is completely her.
I think it's also the fact that every great singer, beyond technique, beyond tonal control, beyond the timbres and the finesse, has to make you believe what they're saying. Maybe that comes back to the actress quality that we talked about. Gregory Porter said a similar thing, that every great singer at some point has to be an actor. There has to be that sense of a character or a person really coming through. So when they say, at the end of my rope, or you're not in love, you don't just think, oh, that's a lovely melody. You think, well, no, that person really means it.
Yeah.
And you get that on this track in particular.
Well, every artist has to convince you. If they don't convince you, you don't listen to
happening.
It, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that sets us up nicely, Kevin, for this track, At the End of My Rope. And thank you so much, Kevin Legendre, for joining us with another worthy album from a fine artist.
My pleasure.
This is Carmen Lundy, At the End of My Rope. Show.
didn't mind sleeping with myself. What do you do when you ain't got nobody else? Gonna throw all caution to the wind. I'm available to fall in love again. I'm ready to fall in love again.
Fall in love again.
I'm at the end of my rope.
Fall in love again.
I'm at the end of my rope. And I'm ready to fall.
Carmen Lundy and At the End of My Rope from her 1997 album Old Devil Moon, and the focus of this month's Now's the Time. And my thanks to Kevin Legendre for coming in to share his enthusiasm with us. And a special treat for Carmen Lundy fans as she performs at this year's Revoice Festival, which is currently in full swing and runs until October the 20th. Carmen performs at the Pizza Express in London on Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th of October. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Now, the BBC have a new music initiative called 10 Pieces, with ambassadors from different walks of musical life promoting 10 major pieces of music from the classical repertoire. The brand new initiative has been launched in schools across the UK. Its purpose is to engage the nation's children with this music so they not only become familiar through listening, but through encouraging creative responses to that listening in music, dance and digital art. Along with other ambassadors, Laura Mvula, Keris Matthews, Catherine Finch, Alison Balsam and Nicola Benedetti, I too believe strongly in encouraging an appreciation and awareness of classical music and other genres alongside and beyond just the more obvious popular musics. Over the course of the summer, Radio 3 has been featuring all of the pieces. One of the chosen pieces is the Firebird Suite by the great Russian composer Igor Stravinsky. Although there are jazz versions of some of his work, I thought I'd play the last movement from his Ebony Concerto. Originally written for the jazz musician Woody Herman, this version features one of the other great clarinetists of the era, Benny Goodman, with the Columbia Jazz Ensemble and the maestro conducting. This is the third movement, Moderato con moto, from Igor Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto. Thank you. Featuring the clarinet of Benny Goodman, that was the last movement of Igor Stravinsky's Ebony Concerto with Goodman and the Columbia Jazz Combo, conducted by Stravinsky himself. And Stravinsky, along with Mozart, Holst, Beethoven, and six other great composers, are the focus of the BBC's new music initiative, 10 Pieces. And for more information about 10 Pieces, check out the link on the BBC webpage. Well, from the music of 10 classical giants to the interplanetary orbit of the iconic composer and bandleader Sun Ra, 2014 would have marked his 100th birthday, and so longest-standing member and current bandleader Marshall Allen put together a new collection celebrating his centenary called In the Orbit of Ra. It's a 2-CD collection and a collaboration between the Strut and Art Yard labels. They were allowed into the hallowed archives of the orchestra for a collection made from the original master tapes and guided in repertoire by Marshall Allen himself. Let's get to the music, and this is Somewhere in Space. Somewhere in Space, from the new Sun Ra collection, commemorating the enigmatic and unique bandleader's centenary. The collection is called In the Orbit of Ra, and out on the combined Strut and Art Yard labels. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, online, on FM and on digital radio. And now we turn to our special highlights from a concert set given recently by celebrated British pianist Gwilym Simcock, recorded at this year's Scarborough Jazz Festival at the Grand Hall at the Spa on the 28th of September. Gwilym is a highly versatile musician who works in many different formats, from his trio to orchestral settings. He records for the German label ACT and has been impressing international audiences for over a decade, and has been described as an original and creative genius by none other than jazz icon Chick Corea. At Scarborough, there was great anticipation to hear him as he was about to grace their Bösendorfer Grand for his solo piano set. And this set starts with the piece Nancy with the Laughing Face.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. About two summers ago in 2012, if any of you happen to have been down in London, you may have noticed that around the city, around the centre, in the kind of parks and the streets, some of the stations, we had 50 upright, old, battered old pianos. And the idea, I think they do it in quite a few different cities now, and the idea is that everyone can kind of just walk past, sit down, and have a play on these pianos. And with it being London, of course, the piano store was kind of nailed down so you couldn't steal it. And there was a little laminated songbook, which was very disappointing none of mine were in there. But, of course, that was nailed down as well. I can't quite remember what the tunes were in there. But anyway, they asked me to write a piece of music to help promote that. And the idea was that they'd get two dancers from the Sydney Dance Company in Australia and a Spanish choreographer, and he set my piece of music to dance. So we got together, and for the next day and a half, we went around every single one of the 50 pianos and played this piece of music, kind of got in a car, every single one, 50 pianos in a day and a half. So it's quite an undertaking. There are a couple of things about this. Firstly, I wanted to write a piece of music which would be suitable to set to dance. So I chose the working title, Antics, because I thought little children messing around, sort of mischief, will be a good subject for dancers to get their teeth into. And I wrote my piece. I usually, when I'm sitting at home, I try to imagine a very nice venue, like the Carnegie Hall or the Royal Albert Hall, or somewhere nice, kind of beautiful place to give you some inspiration. But I knew this was an interesting project because I was writing music essentially for rubbish pianos, these kind of old battered upright pianos, which were very beautifully painted. But I knew that the pedals probably wouldn't work and a lot of the notes probably wouldn't work. So it couldn't really be a beautiful melodic tune. It had to be quite spiky and rhythmic. So I wrote the tune. We got together. And then the first one of the 50 performances, world premiere, was in Dalston, and just next to where the piano was positioned. There was about a group of about 12, 15 young lads who at midday were already pretty drunk. They were doing some other things as well, and they didn't really look like the kind of target audience that I think the City of London Festival has envisaged for this crossover of modern jazz and contemporary dance. And they weren't really the right people at all. So we performed the kind of piece for the first time, nervously looking over our shoulders. Poor people from Australia thinking, well, what have we got ourselves into here? Got in the car to get away as quickly as possible. But before we could, one of these guys kind of leaned into the car and he said, when you come to East London, don't ever do that again. Which was, you know, a little chastening. I hope you enjoy it more than they did. As I say, it's about little kids messing around, so you hear that little motif. And as I say, it's called Antics. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you. Thank you.
Gwilym Simcock and Antics, recorded at the Grand Hall at the Spa on September the 28th as part of the 2014 Scarborough Jazz Festival. British alto man Martin Speak releases a new album that features completely improvised compositions in collaboration with the pianist Douglas Finch. Recorded at the Trinity Laban School of Music and Dance, the two musicians demonstrate what the moment sounds like, and this is Elegy 1.
Thank you.
Martin Speak and Elegy One with pianist Douglas Finch from their new album Sound Clouds out on the Pumpkin label. Well, Leo Appleyard is one of the new crop of London-based jazz musicians making a mark on the scene. He plays guitar and releases his debut CD called Pembroke Road. The album features the talents of Duncan Eagles on tenor saxophone and the welcome sound of trumpeter Neil Yates. This is Pembroke Road. Thank you. Guitarist Leo Appleyard and the title track from his new album, Pembroke Road, out on the Fire Presents label. Well, that's almost the end of this week's jazz lineup, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jeffrey Smith Jazz tonight at midnight and Jazz on 3 on Monday night with Jez Nelson. This week he presents Dennis Baptiste's new trio, Triumvirate, in concert featuring bassist Larry Bartley and drummer Moses Boyd. And on next week's jazz lineup, a performance from BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist Trish Clues, who unveils new collaborative music featuring vocalist Norma Winston. To sign off with tonight, another new release, this time from talented New York-based German drummer Jochen Ruchert. The album is called We Make the Rules and is a quartet recording with Lage Lund on the guitar, Matt Penman on bass, and star tenor saxophonist Mark Turner. The album is released on October the 13th and another feather in the proverbial cap of the ever-productive Whirlwind Recordings label. This is Eggshells. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
That was Eggshells, performed by Jochen Ruckert, ending this week's Jazz Lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil Dade, and there's more information on Jazz Lineup on the Radio 3 website. Well, hello, good evening. Welcome along to Radio 3 this Saturday evening. This is Ian Skelly here to guide you through our programmes tonight. In just a moment, live music from Manchester by Sibelius, Nielsen and Shostakovich as we join the audience at the Bridgewater Hall. There's more jazz, though, later tonight in the company of Geoffrey Smith when he'll be reflecting on Art Tatum's career in music, the jazz musician who astonished not just the jazz world. At midnight tonight, here on Radio 3.
Who was Richard Strauss? In the Sunday feature at 6:45, join me, Tom Service, as I travel to Switzerland to uncover research which sheds fascinating new light on Richard Strauss's later works.
And at 10 o'clock, Drama on 3 presents Hide the Moon by Martin Wade. In 1945, Richard Strauss is visited by two American GIs. They want to interview him. Who are they? And what do they really want?
If they ask about other things...
Well, politics, you mean? Well, I'm ignorant about politics. I'm happy to admit as much and stay silent.
But will you?
I promise.
Discover the real Richard Strauss from 6:45 tomorrow evening here on BBC Radio 3.
7:30 now, time for Radio 3 to go live in concert, and we're off to Manchester this evening. Let's join on stage Christopher Cook.
A very warm welcome to the Bridgewater Hall and to music from the north of Europe around the Baltic Sea. The BBC Philharmonic and their principal guest conductor, John Storgards, are going to play Shostakovich's Fourth Symphony, written in Leningrad in the 1930s. And Zabina Meyer will be the soloist in Nielsen's Clarinet Concerto. In fact, as their birthday present to mark the 150th anniversary of Nielsen's birth next year, the BBC Philharmonic will be featuring his two other concertos in concerts over the next few weeks, both here in the Bridgewater Hall and on Live in Concert on Radio 3. But before we hear Nielsen tonight, music from his Finnish contemporary, Sibelius's Rakastava, The Lover. This began life as a suite of songs for male voices, written for a competition in 1894, with words that were adapted from traditional songs at a time when Sibelius was earning a reputation as a nationalist composer. But their subject matter is sorrowfully Sibelian, a lover's meeting that must end at dawn. And in one of those unjust twists that seem to accompany so many music competitions, Sibelius was beaten into second place by his own teacher. So, Rakastava disappeared into a bottom drawer for 18 years. Then, in 1911, the composer retrieved and effectively recomposed these songs for a string orchestra, allowing himself the additional luxuries of timpani and a triangle. And that's the version that we're going to hear tonight. A sad story in three movements, each with its own title, The Lover, The Path of the Beloved, and Good Evening, Farewell. Yuri Toshinsky, the BBC Philharmonic's leader, is already in his place on the platform, and here now is John Storgards to conduct Sibelius's Rakastava, The Lover.